What do you guys have today?
Peppers look like he's ready for his regular workload.
Yeah, I think so.
Ezekiel Miles hasn't been on the injury report, at least wasn't yesterday. How close to 100% do you think he is?
Very close. Very close. I think he's obviously made the progress over the last 2 weeks. He hasn't had any setbacks after the game. I think he's felt better after the game. So hopefully he can play more this week. I think that's the goal.
He seems like, I mean, I know he's only played 2 games, but the losing really affects him, you know, after
the game. It affects us all.
Do you get that from him, though?
Yeah, nobody. I mean, as I said before, I mean, nobody comes here to lose. You know, I've come here from the beginning. I mean, we want to win. I mean, losing is unacceptable, you know, for us, for our fans, for everybody involved. Nobody's come here to lose. We came here to win. So that's what we're chasing, and we're going to keep chasing that.
Miles played obviously more in this game, mm-hmm. 33 snaps or so, as opposed to 19. What was your general thought of his performance?
Did some really good things. I think he's getting better. You know, he's in that window. And when you start back playing again, you can see him starting to, you know, truly get back to where he was before. The speed, the quickness, the hand placement, the movement in his body. So he's doing some good things, and he's just got to continue to get better. I think we all know there's a whole nother level for him in there, and so I think he'll keep pushing and keep working at it.
He's been one of the bright spots for you here in these first 6 weeks. Could you just talk about what he's meant on that side of the ball as well as within the locker room?
Well, he's a veteran player, you know, who knows how to play and knows how to play within Coach Williams' system. He's somebody in the locker room that we can depend on, you know, with the younger guys. He's had great leadership that way. He's been a great teammate. And obviously he's made some huge plays for us this year. Obviously the biggest one was last week, you know, the interception and took it back for a touchdown. Again, there was a stat that said he was running one of the fastest times this past week, scoring that touchdown. That says a lot about him. It says a lot about a guy that's taking care of his body and working hard every day and giving this organization, this football team, everything he has.
Security does he give you? Because he's gone on against these number one wide receivers in
Cremer. No, I mean, we feel very comfortable putting him on those guys. He's held his own. You know, there's a player, too, he wish he had back. But I think he's done a good job for us this year.
You're talking about a guy, you just mentioned how fast he's running. He's 30 now, which in the NFL isn't really young. But what does it say about him that he, I mean, just even the, you can see the kind of shape he's in. And what does it say about him?
No,
he's got that much left in the tank.
No, again, that he does a good job, you know, in the offseason of preparing and taking care of his body, and he knows what to do during the season, so he understands his process, how to go about it to every week be at his best. That's what you see from him. That's what you see from a guy that's been in the league as long as he has. He knows how to get himself to game day and ready to play at top level, and he's done that.
Has he eased the sting a little bit of losing a guy like a Joe Hayden?
Again, I'm not going to go back to that one, but for him being on our team, it's meant a lot to me personally, and just the way he's played and conducted himself. He's a pro, you know, and again, he's a good get for us.
When you were talking about guys, you hope they're mad that they're losing. What did you think of Danny Shelton celebrating a tackle when you guys are down 24?
That's an emotional outburst. That doesn't bother me. I want our guys in the game to enjoy themselves when they're making good plays. You know, I think that's part of it too. I don't think because a guy made a tackle for a loss, he should sulk or be mad about that. That's a good thing. So I'm okay with a celebrating after you make a play. We just want to make more of them, have more celebrations. But the biggest celebration we want to have is in the locker room after the game, you know, after a win, a team win, where the Cleveland Browns have won. And I think that's the ultimate for us all. But I have no problem with our guys celebrating and having emotion and playing with passion that way. That's a good thing.
Kind of though, celebrate the individual when the team is not doing well?
I think it celebrates the unit, because it's not just him. It's that unit that helped him make that play. You know, and so, again, this game is played with emotion and passion, and I think that's fine.
Buddy Calhoun was a rookie waiver claim last year. Mm-hmm. Had to play right away. You know, what's he done for you? How far has he come?
Again, he's played a lot of different spots for us. He's kind of coming into his own in the second year. obviously is, you know, he's played corner, he's played nickel, he's played safety. He's the kind of a chess match piece for us that we can move around. Very intelligent player, has done a lot of different things for us, as I just mentioned, and he'll continue to do that. You know, I'm looking for that interception that gets returned back for a touchdown like his first year. So I think he's getting close to it. You know, he's working extremely hard, and good things are going to happen for that young man.
We talked about the red zone turnovers on offense, but the red zone defense is giving up a bunch of touchdowns and possessions. What do you think is the problem?
Again, I think I've said it numerous times. I think it's sometimes there's been communication. Sometimes there's been some fundamental things. You know, again, when you do those things pop up, then all of a sudden those are the opportunities that the offense has. And so we got to do it better. We've put a huge emphasis on it over the last couple of weeks. So we'll continue to do so. You know, it's something we got to continue to do better. I know Coach Williams is looking high and low between calls and what can we do better. It's not like we're playing a blind eye to it. You know, we understand we have to get it solved. We don't want teams to score. And as on offense, we got to do a better job of scoring and not turning the ball over down there. So it's an issue on our football team, but it's something we're addressing.
At one point, you and Kenny met one-on-one, and you asked him to kind of step up as the elder statesman of your receiving corps. Obviously, he's been a little bit hurt. But do you feel like he can still salvage this season and be everything you need him to be, and what do you need him to do?
Well, obviously there's 10 games left, so yes, he can, you know, and it starts this week. He needs to go out and make plays, you know, for the football team, create separation for the quarterback so the quarterback feels comfortable letting the ball go, and be a steady influence amongst that group as we move forward, and I think he can do that. But again, he has to go do it, and he knows it on a consistent basis. It's 1 week opportunity. You know, here's his resume this weekend, so we'll go from there and keep moving forward.
Do you think, like Jason, he might have a little, you know, extra, you know, for a team that drafted him and kind of playing? Is that a real thing that guys?
Well, I think it is. I think you're always excited to play against the team that drafted you or somewhere you've worked before, just because you want everybody to know that you're doing well. You know, that you've left them and whether you've improved and you've put yourself in a better situation, a better opportunity for yourself. So I'm sure there's a little bit of that in there for him and Jason. But I just think more so than anything, they want their teammates to play well and have an opportunity to win a game.
Thomas good to go this week?
Yes, he will be.
How have you seen Marcus Mariota progress so far early in his career?
He's doing, you know, again, he's a young player who started off, you know, people would say somewhat slow, but not very slow, but he's come on. I think he's the catalyst to what they do on offense. I think the offense is built to his strengths. It's tailored around what he does. He's a pocket passer. He's a passer that can throw the ball on the move. He's a runner with the football. So they've really, you know, displayed his strengths. And so he's doing a good job for their football team. Obviously, I'm sure they want to win more games, and I think that's where what they're trying to accomplish, like any team is. So, but he is, I think, the catalyst for where they are right now as a football team.
Developed as a pocket passer, because you just mentioned that.
I have.
He's kind of known as a dual threat guy.
Right. But I think because he can run, people see him that way. But he can play in a pocket, you know, just like any of these other quarterbacks can. He's made huge throws out of the pocket. This past week, he didn't move around much. You know, so he can do it, you know, and that's, I think that's what makes him a little special, because he can do all three things on the football field.
I would imagine Kaiser's had a great week of practice getting back.
So oh, he has. He's excited.
Can you see any difference, or is he just genuinely excited to be back?
Well, I think I see difference. I see more focus. You know, that not that he wasn't focused before, just the little things that you have to do every play, you know. Like I said, the pressure of doing that, play in and play out, being 100%, being exact, is something that every quarterback has to deal with, you know. And again, hopefully the breather made him understand, okay, when I'm in that mode, when things all of a sudden feels a little pressure to me, I now know how to deal with that better, you know, because I've been in games. I know what that's like. I know when it's going good. I know when it's not going as good. And when it's not going as good, can I flip that switch and get it back to where I need to be? So he's been good in practice. He's had a good week of meetings. What he needs to do is go do it on the field on Sunday.
Did you do with him and your coaching staff, because he doesn't have a veteran around, have you encouraged him to, you know, talk to anyone in the league or anyone that's been retired, just to kind of get some feedback or some shared experiences of going through the highs and lows?
Well, I think when you're a quarterback and a draft pick, you have, you know, a group of guys that you do conversate with and talk to. I think what's important is you got to be very careful of some of the things that get said to you. You know, I think, you know, a lot of those guys are not here and don't know what you're doing every day. I think everybody needs a support team, you know, to help them through things. And I think that's probably benefits him more than anything. I think I'm sure there's situations that happen in a game that he can reach out to guys, because he does have a host of guys that he can talk to. But I think he gets it that, you know, the basis of everything he does start with his belief system and what we're trying to accomplish here and how we go about doing things here. And I think that's something you continue to work at every day, you know, trying to understand it from A to Z and being able to go out there in those pressure moments and being able to regurgitate it and do it that way. And that's where he is.
Yesterday, Kizer talked about, in terms of red zone turnovers, being out of the field off on the sideline allowed him to realize that once you're in field goal range, that should be the minimum, 3 points there, and not get too crazy to try to get 7. Do you think that you've been too crazy in trying to get 7 calling plays? And because of those turnovers that those guys have had, will you be more accepting of 3 rather than shooting the ball?
I'm accepting of 3, you know, if that's what it takes. As I said the other day, if that's what it takes to keep us out of harm's way, I run the ball every play. But I don't know how many football games you can win like that. And I know there's defenses that won't let you do that too, you know. We've had our opportunities. You know, it'd be different if the plays that are called, if they're not there, okay? No doubt. Well, but why aren't we not? You know, I think that's the underlying issue that we all are working through, you know, that me as a coach, them as players, that we work through each and every week. I think our guys can do these things, you know, because I see us do it on the practice field. The disappointing part is we haven't been able to do it in the game. So I will make that judgment as we go, you know, kind of where are we? You don't want to take a quarterback and make him afraid to make a play. But at the same time, you got to be team protecting too. So that's my battle, you know, and I have to be able to help them that way. And I do everything I can. But at the same time, they understand at that position, you got to make plays. You know, you got to make them. And if I didn't think we could make them, then I wouldn't call them. I'm not just calling plays for the heck of it. I'm calling plays that I think give us a chance to be successful. And for whatever reason, that hadn't happened. That happens sometimes.